Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Yesterday's game started out really lackluster. I mean, it was a little interesting how Columbus did get the two goals they got right away. But once again, what happened? As always, we showed why we were the better team. Listening to another podcast, the Lockdown Stars podcast this morning, there was an interesting comment that the gentleman made about how is Matt Duchene the X factor of this team or the most valuable player right now. And, you know, I made a comment to one of my friends before the trade even happened that once I heard the rumors of us getting Matt Duchene, I felt like he could be the catalyst to finally put us over the top to win the Stanley Cup. That he was the piece that we needed to drive this team. He's an incredible player. He knows the game well. He's smart. It's not just scoring goals. He knows where to put the puck. And he's a very good defensive forward. That's what I love about him. He's not afraid to get in there and be gritty and be positional and do the job that he's supposed to do. And last night, speaking of defensive players, I want to have a shout out to the way Ryan Suter played last night. I do realize that people are starting to question his abilities because he's getting older. And maybe he's not playing up to the game speed that he once did. But the one thing that was really incredible yesterday was he was very good at getting the puck out of the zone. He was very good he had very good speed getting in the back end yesterday. There was a lot of really great plays that Ryan Suter made. And once again, as a defenseman, it's little nuances, small things that you don't see every day. I watched him make good decisions positionally, not take penalties, get the puck down the ice without icing it, making things easier, keeping people on side. He was very good at all the things you do as a defenseman yesterday. So I have to put a shout out to him. I'm getting kind of tired of all the Ryan Suter should be gone. Ryan Suter isn't good enough. Well, you know what? He may be older and he's maybe not the defenseman that we expected him to be when he first started with the Stars. You got to understand, Miro Heiskanen is starting to take that role on. He's going to be our top defenseman. But when you're trying to win a Stanley Cup, when you're trying to get to that next level, a guy like a Ryan Suter is also his locker room presence is what you're paying for. His ability to communicate with the young guys, to be a leader. We have to remember that. Anyway, 5-2 by the end of the game. It was the Columbus Blue Jackets. They are definitely not up to speed to where we are. However, once again, Matt Duchene, thank you for being back in the lineup yesterday. I don't know what your injury was, but I hope whatever it was not too serious and that they were able to get you the treatment you needed so we could go on to be the Dallas Stars that we know to be. And one last stat, I was looking at starting standings for a year ago. We are 8-1-3. We are 8-1-3 this year. It's a mirror image of the way we started last year. So let's give our Dallas Stars a break, guys. This team is right on track. And as fans, we got to remember they're playing incredible. They took care of a team yesterday that they should have. The slow start wasn't so great. Our power play is powerless right now. I don't know what they're going to do to fix that. But there was something said by Ryan Callahan, the gentleman that was one of the play-by-play guys in the ESPN broadcast last night, about how we had such good power play last year that you went in there thinking it was going to all click right away. Well, it's time to take the ego out of it and start working on fundamentals again. I feel like right now our problem is we're hesitating. We're passing the puck too much. I know we're best when we're shooting the puck. When you have an extra skater on the ice, that's what's important. Even if you're getting 4 or 5 shots on goal, nothing's going in, the process is happening. But when you're going to like one shot on goal and that's all you get in a 2-minute power play, that's a problem. So even if we're not getting pucks in the back of the net, as fans, let's start watching to see how many shots on goal we're getting. Are we doing the things we can do to make this better? And last but not least, we're right where we need to be. Go Stars.